everybody who's on the call with me already. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. It is 7 o'clock. In some places, it might even be 7:01. As a matter of fact, it's 7 o'clock somewhere other places in the world. I know the sun's shining up there because we have some low clouds this morning here in the Pacific Northwest, at least here in Olympia. But I know the sun's up there just shining brightly and doing what it needs to do to help break up those clouds to where before too long we're going to have the sun shining bright, which means it's going to be drying out the yard. And when it dries out the yard, then it means it's going to give me a form of exercise this afternoon, later on. So I'm kind of excited about that. One thing I like about the Pacific Northwest is it
has arrived.
Keeps growing, and the grass keeps growing, the rain keeps coming down, the dust is off. Everything just, I love it. Love it. Love that rain. It does wonders for us here in the good old Northwest. I'm sure some of you have probably had too much rain already this year and probably would hope that everything just dries out. I've kind of enjoyed rain most of my life. I feel when I go out and get wet or rainy or whatever, it kind of is like almost like a cleansing, I guess you might say.
Has arrived.
Makes me feel good. Who else has joined us on the call this morning?
Hi, Dottie.
Has arrived.
Morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. It's here again another Friday, June the 14th, 2013. Love the figure 13. It's always my mother and father's lucky number. And when you say luck, I don't know what that means. I understood luck was hard work. But I really enjoy this year. It's been a good year for me. And it's even getting better. I'm excited about that. Anybody have any comments you'd like to make this morning over this last week? If maybe something good happened or something
yeah,
maybe you learned?
Is this Monty?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Monty. Long time no hear from. this is Dottie. I was just wondering, the pharmacy that we went to as a natural pharmacy, my husband has had bad sinus infection. And they gave him some products that will help clear up that sinus. I mean, all natural with the herbs and everything. And they said that he needed probiotics. And how many milligrams was it, honey? Honey, how many milligrams was it? You don't remember. But I was just wondering, do any of our products have probiotics in it?
We have our item called Kenzen Vital Balance. It's loaded with probiotics. Matter of fact, it has as many in one serving of our Vital Balance. It has equivalency to like sitting down and
Betty has arrived.
It's like sitting down and eating 10 6-ounce containers of yogurt. So it's absolutely loaded with probiotics. Anybody else?
Okay, and you know, I was looking at
has arrived,
and it sort of had probiotics in one of the sentences.
Yeah, no,
I know it's supposed to take care of the good and the bad bacteria. That's why I was just wondering if that is also. Oh, you're breaking up, Monty. I'm sorry.
Anybody else have any comments on probiotics, on any of our other products that Dottie could utilize for her husband? I know enzymes are good. I know we have an actual enzyme product. I have a person that has had esophagus cancer, and he's had some problems, and it's really the digestive one has really, our digestion, 410 I think it's called, or whatever, has really helped him out. But I know the other product that's really helped him out a lot has been he's on the Kenzen Vital Balance for the probiotic.
Okay.
His doctor
okay.
said the same thing.
For the digestion and the body balance then, right?
As far as I'm...
Has arrived.
Digestion.
Okay. I'm on okay. here, someone... Or someone on the line, I can't remember what the other one besides the joint was that they said need to be taken alone, and I'm wondering if it's one I'm already taken alone or.
Are you talking about probiotics?
Yeah, our products. There were two that you said the other day we were talking about that need to be taken alone.
I don't remember. It wasn't me.
Okay, somebody said it. Anybody remember who, what it was?
Yeah, it's Betty. It's the acidity in the joint.
So
it needs to be taken on an empty stomach.
Yeah, but there were two products, not just one.
Yeah, immunity.
Oh, immunity. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah. Immunity and then the joint.
Okay.
Did you hear that? Has to be taken on an empty.
Yes, I did.
Enjoy.
Hi, Shaw. This is Dottie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I called in. Bill had a bad sinus infection, and he got some natural remedies from the health store that we go to, and they told him that he needed some probiotics, so he wanted to find out if we had any products that had the probiotics in it. And the only one I could remember was the lactoferrin, I thought, because it does take care of the bacteria. But
yeah, especially at night, I would take two of them, one afternoon and the other one at night.
The lactoferrin?
Yes, two a day.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because Monty mentioned something about the body balance also.
Yes.
Has a lot of probiotics in it.
Yes, and Onita said something else. I may have missed something. And the digestion? Is that what Monty said?
Well,
yeah.
The digestion has a lot of enzymes and stuff in it, which basically pretty well much probiotics and enzymes go, in my opinion, hand in hand. You know?
Right. Yeah, sometimes you need to come at it from different directions. They just say probiotics, but the other ones help in coming from a slightly different direction, but to accomplish the same thing. Because if you get the body balanced, which is why it's having the problem, you know, it's just the way I do it real simple. You know, the more we can do to get the body back to where it's supposed to be. And the doctors I studied under all said the same thing, or two of them did anyway, same thing, because they were both interns. It starts in the gut. When you can give your body what it needs and it's assimilated, absorbed, and broken down, you know, it needs to take place. All these different things need to take place for it to work. And as we get older and mature, it doesn't work the same as it did at 20. So we do need some extra help.
Yeah, but the other thing, too, about the Kinsen Vital Balance.
Linda Morse has arrived.
I do look at it as a weight loss product, but at the same time, I think everybody should be on Kinsen Vital Balance for exactly what we're talking about here, in my opinion, just alone for the probiotics and the balance that it basically gives that you're just talking about, Char, to the body. So I think sometimes people, when they think of Kinsen Vital Balance, they think, well, I don't need to lose weight, but I think it's probably one of the better products that we have out there for overall health, period. Like you say, the older we seem to get, our body doesn't function the way that it should. Let me put it to you that way. And so we need those extra things in our body to function properly.
And tomorrow, Roger Drummer is on the call, and he's talking about more. Somebody's got bad status in the background
on their line. Roger Drummer is going to be talking about more tips on just this subject you're talking about, things that don't normally come up, evidently, because he's going to be asked questions by Vance, and some of them are questions like yours, Dottie, that you're talking about. So, you know,
It would be a good one to take in, I'm sure, because he's always good. Have you listened to his 57-minute presentation that was done up in Seattle?
When was that? When was it done?
February.
Right after the product was launched, right? At the last launch?
Yeah, it was in February is when he did that tape.
Yeah, right. It's absolutely excellent.
You're talking about Roger Drummer?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think I have. Yeah.
Okay. He did a full hour on it, and it's got some excellent information. The other thing was him saying that, or Bowser, one of the two of them, they both gave really good information, that we need to take it at least 2 to 3 times a week just to keep the heavy metals eliminated from our body, because it does eliminate the heavy metals, and that's a hard one. There just aren't a lot of products out there that do that job.
Are you talking about body balance? Or are you talking about lactoferrin?
No, I'm talking about KVB. That's what I'm talking about with Roger Drummer on both the comments I just made.
You mean the body balance?
The Kenton Vital Balance. Yeah, I'm sorry, I just said KVB for short.
I know. I'm saying to myself, well, it says Vital Balance. That's why I was wondering what was KVB.
Well, Kenton Vital Balance is the name of it, so.
All right.
The full that they've gone after, so I just got used to calling it that. Sorry.
if somebody takes it at least 3 times a week, then that will help with the heavy metals. Is that what you're saying?
The heavy metals, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Because of the open cell corella and the cilantro that's in it is one of the main benefits. They do is they remove heavy toxins, heavy metals.
Mm. I know, Bill and I still can't get past the taste.
Here's one of the things. I'm sorry, Monty, I didn't mean to run over the top of you. You're probably going to say the same thing I am.
Go ahead.
Mix it up ahead of time so it's not chalky. Give it a whirl in the Vitamix. Bullet, or let it set for 2 or 3 minutes. After a week on it, I've not had anybody that still was complaining about it. And it's probably 1 out of 100 that said anything to me about it. So tell him to just fess up and gag it down. Because if the doctor told him to take medicine, he wouldn't go back to the doctor and say, I don't like the taste of it. We're doing it because it's good for our body, guys. Am I right? Monty,
yeah, you acquire a taste after you take it for a little while. I just love it myself.
I was the same way. I thought I was going to choke. It was so sweet to me. They had way too much sweetness in it. Well, I don't have that problem anymore. I don't even think about it. In fact, I'm craving it. I'm drinking it the second time in a day just because that's what I really want. I think I need that more than anything else. It just feels like it. I go back to a second drink.
I don't think it's the sweetness. I think it's the after. It has like a,
He'll get used to it. Trust me. His body will override the need for it, will override the taste buds after his body gets used to it. It's just like anything else you develop a taste for.
Okay.
Well, I've not seen it happen, so.
Well, thank you.
And there's lots of people that have, with the numbers that we collectively have dealt with, it's come up more than once. He's not the only one, by far. I like to eat for what my body needs rather than the taste buds. And a lot of the stuff that I've gotten used to is like mustard and greens. Sorry, Marty.
No, that's okay. Well, Dottie, we got your question answered, I think, or a start to it.
Yeah, you did. Very good. Very, very good. Thank you.
Good. Anybody else have anything you want to say first thing this morning before we get cranking? Well, if not, I'm going to talk about, basically two things today. I'm going to talk about green beans, and I know that we've all heard that green beans are nice and healthy and do whatever for you and what they do and everything else, but I don't really, I think one of the things that has always helped me is to really understand the health benefits of certain things. And in reading an article that I found, it says that basically the health benefits of green beans, of course, and it basically helps include and reduce the risk of heart disease and colon cancer, as well as improved regulation of diabetes. And when I read that one, when I heard that last one, that really made me perk up. But basically also green beans provide a big boost to your immune system and the elimination of harmful free radicals. There are approximately about 150 varieties of green beans throughout the world that come in all kinds of shapes and colors, even purple. We know that green beans fall into two categories. They're called pole beans and bush beans. And the nice thing about bush beans is they found out that in certain climate conditions and in temperatures around the world, that sometimes they can even grow two seasons. The nutritional benefits of green beans, and like I said, I've always heard they're good for you, but the fiber content of green beans is very high and has also provided some of our daily protein requirements. They also act as an easy source of acquiring vitamins A, C, K, B6, and folic acid. It has lots of trace minerals in it, anywhere from calcium to iron to magnesium.
The letter has arrived.
It's very good for cardiovascular disease. Green beans can help reduce the risk of heart disease due to high level of flavonoids. And we talked about them yesterday with Jeannie, how that was. They've also had run test subjects with high flavonoid levels and experienced antithrombotic results. What an antithrombotic result is it prevents blood clots in the arteries and veins. It also helps with the cardiac disease. Heart attacks and strokes are commonly caused by thrombotic activity. But beans, green beans, they counteract that effect. So I thought that was pretty interesting to me. And also, like I said, to the colon cancer, one of the things they found that actually recent studies have shown that green bean consumption can be beneficial preventing precancerous polyps that commonly lead to colon cancer. Many studies have linked beans to that type of situation. Also, the diabetics, the power-packed legumes have shown to help manage and regulate diabetic symptoms. I find that to be true because beans break down slower in your body, which doesn't release the quick amount of sugar like other things do. But it's a regulator of diabetes are rare. And the connection of beans and seminar plants to the control of early prevention of diabetes is great news for many new people. We know that when we eat properly and put the proper foods in our mouth, it's basically a lot of health benefits. It works on the immune system, and I think that's kind of important. Green beans are a good source of flavonoids and carotenoids, but the variety of pigments were previously unknown. So carotenoids found in green beans contain antioxidants like beta-carotene and lutein. Lutein is basically good, too, for eye health. Lutein and exenatide are focused at the macula on the eye and play a key role in preventing any stress to the inner workings of the eye, particularly in the macular degeneration, which sometimes we find people do come down with that in older age. We know that it's very good in bone health, which it talks about here, that because of the calcium found in green beans, are very good to preventing deterioration and osteoporosis. Green beans contain vitamin K and A, and all those things are basically beneficial for in regards to bone. Gastrointestinal issues, green beans are packed with fiber, which is a hugely beneficial compound in our body. By keeping enough fiber in our diets, we're able to ease certain digestive issues, like constipation, hemorrhoids, ulcers, and acid reflux disease. We also know, and this article talks about that the prenatal health. The green beans also are a great source of folic acid, which plays a key role in a number of internal processes, but none more important than protecting infants in the womb. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So that was some health benefits that I've picked up on green beans, but I've always heard that green beans are good for us, and they're good in salads, or our casseroles, or however we eat them raw, whatever we want to do, but that just gave me a little bit more information on really the true value of green beans, and I know we talked about green beans the other day. I think one of them had to do with the char salad that she made up. One of the other things I'd like to talk to you about today, because we're getting a little low on time here, and that is, it doesn't have to do with the food, but I kind of think of it as a food the more that I've read on it and in the article that I'm looking at right now, and that's called The Health Benefits of Laughter. And health benefits of laughter include reduction of stress hormones and blood pressure, as well as increased blood flow and oxygenation. Laughing provides a natural workout to a number of muscle groups, can defend against illness, and even increase the response of beneficial tumor and disease-killing cells throughout the body. Laughter also has been shown to increase memory, intelligence, and creativity. The physical response of laughter is very fast. After our senses are exposed to something funny, an electrical current runs through our nervous system to our cerebral cortex. The higher brain functions in the left hemisphere decodes the words and the synthetical structure in a very analytical approach to the information, while the more creative, which is our right hemispheric brain, understands the humor or gets it. The visual center of our brain then forms an image of the humorous idea, while our emotional, or the limbic system, which is called, releases chemicals that improve mood or promote happiness. Finally, our motor functioning makes us laugh, smile, or double over a real knee slapper. One of the things I can always remember, I remember I went to a class once, and the professor, when he started, he just did nothing more but stand in front of the class and started to laugh. And, you know, we all kind of thought, what the heck, he's lost his rocker or whatever, but eventually, not too long of a time, other people started laughing and laughing at him, and pretty soon the whole room was laughing, and they found that just laughing can be contagious, strictly more, because it's something that the body really appreciates. But humor is always a way to increase retention of information in academic or professional settings because of the high number of mental connections between the information and the emotional response. The number of gamma interferon and T cells, which are the disease and humor hunters of the body, are increased through regular amounts of laughter, and other sicknesses like respiratory infections and the common cold can be discouraged and decreased if laughter is a regular part of a person's life. In other words, it goes on to say, in a very general sense, laughter is a painkiller and reduces the stress and anxiety of physical ailments through this same biological process that is outlined. Laughter is also a social mechanism by which we make friends and connect with others. And I thought that was kind of interesting because I know that usually somebody that laughs that people kind of enjoy, but it is nice to laugh. But it also reduces the stress hormones. Laughter has been shown to reduce the levels of certain stress hormones in our body. Although some of these chemicals are necessarily in the body in certain situations, high levels of stress hormones without useful application can cause an imbalance in homeostasis and can have a behavioral impact. One of the things that it does is, on the positive side of hormonal impact, laughter can also increase the number of beneficial hormones like endorphins and neurotransmitters in the body. By increasing the levels of endorphins in the body, studies have shown that subjects' threshold of pain is increased, making laughter, in a sense, like I said earlier, a painkiller or a pain dampener. Endorphins attach to the same receptors in our brain as opiates, making the release of endorphins, like a drug experience without negative side effects, easing mood, tension, anger, and pain. And so basically, by an increase in neurotransmitter, it means that your brain is able to function faster, make connections more rapidly, and comprehend situations and problems at a higher rate. What does it do for the immune system? Well, laughter can even go so far as to help you stay healthy. It has been widely studied that laughter can stimulate antibiotic cells to develop by faster rates by changing the body's chemistry through hormonal shifts. This increase in antibodies means that the body is able to fight off illness and infection easier. T cells, which you've heard about, are a type of white blood cell known as lymphocytes. studies have shown that the efficiency of T cells is actually increased in a subject who regularly laughs and adds those hormonal advantages to their overall system. The other nice thing we talk about in this call always is exercise. Well, this is called natural exercise. Aside from the internal benefits of laughter, it can also be a natural way to exercise various muscle groups in your body. When you engage in laughter, whether it is a giggle or a guffaw muscle or a gutful, muscles are used to create that movement. The old adage that it takes more muscles to frown than smile is somewhat true, unless you are laughing while smiling. Laughter engages the body's diaphragm and abdominal muscle systems during that repetitive expanding and contraction that often happens when laughing for an extended period of time. This is why our sides or stomach hurt slightly after long bouts of laughter. I've heard people say, well, I've laughed so hard my stomach hurts, or I've laughed so hard I got a side ache or whatever. Now we know why. The facial muscles are also exercised, the same as they would be when you smile strongly. Depending on your laughing style and how physically engaged you become, you can work out your leg, back, shoulder, and arm muscles as well. cancer prevention. Laughter has been shown to fight against cancer by increasing the levels of IFN, and that is in interferon gamma in the body. IFN stimulates the body's B cells, T cells, NK cells, and immunoglobulin, and also works to regulate cell growth. These compounds are integrated into health immune systems, but they also are the lines of defense for cancer and abdominal growth of dangerous tumors in the body. What does it do for blood pressure? Well, for anyone with high blood pressure, laugh more and see that your blood pressure decreases. Studies have shown that mirthful laughter, which is heavy laughter, causes an initial increase in arterial blood pressure due to the physical activity of laughing. But that rise is followed by a decrease to below the normal resting blood pressure. Now, I want to repeat that. Decreases below the normal resting blood pressure after you get done laughing. This is further proof that laughter does indeed improve circulation and can reduce blood pressure, which is one of the major causes of heart disease and cardiac issues. Blood oxygenation, what does it do for that? The process of laughter causes us to use our respiratory system very quickly and strenuous for a short amount of time. This intense stimulation and increase in the blood flow as the heart rate increases, temporarily thus increasing the amount of oxygen flowing to the brain. Increased oxygen levels to the brain promote healthier brain function. As oxygen is integral to brain health, additionary pulmonary activities get a boost from laughter as well. But there is a higher level of ventilation of the lungs during robust episodes of mirthful laughter. It increases our memory. Along with improved brain function that laughter can provide, it also works to improve memory in a different way. The connections and associations that the brain forms while learning can be widened and made more complex by combining basic learning with an emotional response like laughter or humor. By varying the levels of association with different parts of our brain, pleasure, amusement, logic, reason, etc., remembering facts, recalling details is easier because there are more linkages present in our memory. I want to repeat that. Because there are more linkages present in our memory. Of course, it improves the moods. It does a lot of other good things as far as the body's concerned. It enhances creativity. Laughter has a large number of effects on the chemical process in the body. And the combination of reduced stress hormones, increased endorphins, and increased oxygenation to the blood and brain can cause an increase in creativity. Here are some side effects, though, of laughter. Sore muscle. When you laugh hard for long periods of time, your abdominal muscles can become sore and might ache for a short time after laughter. This effect is not permanent and, in fact, a form of beneficial exercise. It also goes on to side effect is cardiac disease and surgery recovery. There is no scientific data that shows laughter itself to have any negative effects, unless, I thought this was cute, combined with other serious health issues that like severe cardiac disease, in which the stimulus of laughter and the temporary increase in blood pressure can be dangerous. Also, laughter should be avoided during recovery from abdominal surgery or some other area of the body that is physically impacted by the act of laughing. And because it's now 7:31, my comment to end this call, or if you have any questions, is laugh long, laugh hard, and laugh often. Anybody have any comments you'd like to make? No, that's a different aspect of a food, but laughter itself can be very, very beneficial. I know it's very hard when you're around somebody that's laughing not to end up laughing, even though you really don't know what the joke is or what people are laughing at. Anybody have anything you want to say before we wrap up this call on Friday? I know it was a weird call, but I enjoyed it. And I think that, the idea of the green beans and all the benefit factors that it has, laughter, and I hope that we all have a good, really good week and enjoy with the people that we can, and maybe if you can help somebody have a good laugh this weekend or whatever, that even though they don't know it, you know that you're now helping them to have better health. And Charlie,
that was a good one, Bonnie. Thank you.
Friday, all I could understand.
That was a good one. Thank you.
Okay. Everybody have a great, anybody else, any more last comments? Charlie, you got anything you want to say other than Vance's call in the morning?
Just a reminder for Vance's call in the morning is all.
Well, it's going to be good, too, because in getting his email, I think Vance is going to ask you what foods would enhance the best foods to be eating when you're taking Vital Balance, Kevin Vital Balance. So, other than that, those of us will be on the call. If not, we'll be here Monday. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you all later.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.